This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A community-wide search for missing persons is planned for later this spring in Fairbanks, Alaska. The Alaska Native community is organizing the search. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Frank Manano, Debbie Nicktoon, Doran Sanford, and Willis Durendoff went missing in the Fairbanks area in 2020. Their cases, which are not believed to be related, have been the subject of law enforcement, family, and volunteer efforts to find them. At an outdoor rally for the missing April 2nd, volunteer coordinator Peter Captain Jr. shared preliminary plans.
We have a professional firm that's going to organize the search this spring.
Captain Jr. says the goal is for thousands of people, including hundreds of local military, to search the area in an organized manner, as melting snow and ice may reveal remains of the missing or clues about what happened to them. On another front, Captain Jr. said a reward fund to leverage new information in the cases is also in the works.
We want to raise $25,000.
Captain Jr. says the idea is for local Native organizations to match community donations. The fund will be additional to rewards already being offered by families of the missing. And Dan Bross in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Health officials with the Hopi tribe in Arizona say COVID-19 cases have dropped. And as Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches reports, tribal leaders are beginning to lift some restrictions.
Hopi leaders last week approved the first phase of the tribe's reopening plan. They say the 13 villages have met benchmarks established by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and will allow local village administrators to determine which activities to resume and the level of safety measures to keep in place. The tribe's executive order still urges physical distancing, among other safety precautions. Earlier this week, Hopi health officials said they'd confirmed 4 active COVID cases in the past 2 weeks. It's a substantial decline from the reservation's pandemic high in January, when the tribe was managing more than 20 cases at a time and had positivity rates far higher than national and state averages. The flattening of cases is due at least in part to high levels of vaccinations on Hopi. More than half of the reservation's population has received at least one dose, compared to about 33% of Arizona residents statewide. For National Native News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
Lawyers continue to examine the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals opinion on the Indian Child Welfare Act and its potential impacts. Victoria Wicks reports.
ACLU Stephen Pivar says he is dismayed to find that valuable ICWA protections have been ruled unconstitutional. He notes in particular 2 requirements on state courts or agencies that have been found to invade state sovereignty. One of those requirements is that courts must hear testimony from a qualified expert witness before removing Native children from their homes. Pivar says the expert is ideally a member of the same tribe as the child. He says Congress put that provision in place because before ICWA, children were removed from their homes for situations acceptable under tribal customs.
It's not only normal, but encouraged that children spend weeks, if not months, living with the grandmother or grandfather or an aunt or uncle. And many state court judges and social workers were viewing that as abandoned.
Pivar also notes that the Fifth Circuit found it unconstitutionally burdensome to require state agencies to make active efforts to keep families together before removing children. The appellate ruling does not take effect until June 1st, and it is binding only on courts in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Pivar says the case is likely to be granted a hearing at the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Come Unity, Environment is Sacred is a series of on-demand films portraying a Native revolution to environmentally align with nature in celebration of International Earth Day. Available through April 30th at visionmakermedia.org, who support this show. As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, you can learn who's eligible, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor at aarp.org/vaccineinfo. AARP supports this program.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.